Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have Sunday, the 10th of March or the 30th of Adar 1 on the Hebrew calendar. We have a new parasha this new week, and it's called Pekudei, means countings in English. And the scripture reading will be from the Torah, Exodus or Shemot, chapter 38, verse 21, through chapter 39 and verse 1. Because we also have a Rosh Chodesh, a new month, the first day of that, we will read another scripture portion from the Torah, and it will be Numbers, chapter 28, verse 11 through verse 15. Before we start reading the scriptures, please join me in thanking and blessing the Lord. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel, and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So let's start in Exodus. These are the accounts of the tabernacle of the testimony, as they were recorded according to the commandment of Moshe, by the service of the Levites, under the hand of Itamar, son of Aharon the Kohen. Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Adonai, the Lord, commanded Moshe. Along with him was Oholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, a craftsman, a skillful workman, and a weaver of colors in blue, purple, scarlet, and fine linen. The entirety of the gold that was used for the work of the sanctuary, including the gold of the offering, was 29 talents and 730 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. The silver from those numbered from the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels, according to the sanctuary shekel. That is a beka, or half a shekel per head, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, for everyone who was recorded from 20 years old and upward, for 603,550 men. The 100 talents of silver were for casting the bases of the sanctuary and the bases for the inner curtain, 100 bases for 100 talents, a talent for each base. The 1,775 shekels he made into hooks for the pillars, overlaid their capitals, and made bands for them. The bronze from the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. With it he made the bases for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the bronze altar, the bronze grating, all the utensils for the altar, along with the bases of the courtyard all around, the bases for the gate of the courtyard, as well as all the pegs of the tabernacle and the pegs for the courtyard all around. Next, they made woven garments of blue, purple, and scarlet for ministering in the holy place. They made the holy garments for Aharon, as the Lord commanded Moshe. That was Exodus 38:21-39:1. And now we will read our second portion from the Torah. We will read Numbers, or Bamidbar 28, verse 11 through verse 15. On the first of the month, you are to present to the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 flawless male lambs a year old, with 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering with each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering with the ram, and with each lamb 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, a burnt offering as a pleasing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Their drink offerings shall be per bull 1/2 hin of wine, 1/3 of a hin of wine per ram, and 1/4 of a hin per lamb. This will be the monthly burnt offering at each new moon throughout the year. Also, 1 male goat as a sin offering to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering, is to be offered with its drink offering. That was the scripture portion for the Rosh Chodesh, the new moon or the new month. Now we go to our reading from the prophets, and we will read 2 Kings or Melachim Bet, chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah. But he did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, following the abominations of the nations that the Lord had dispossessed before Bnei Israel. For he rebuilt the shrines that his father Hizkiyahu had destroyed, and he erected altars for Baal, and made an Asherah pole, as King Ahab of Israel had done, and bowed down to all the host of heaven and worshipped them. He even built altars in the Lord's house, where the Lord had said, "In Jerusalem I will put my name." He built altars for all the host of heaven in the 2 courts of the house of the Lord. He also made his son pass through the fire, practiced soothsaying and divination, and consulted mediums and spiritists. He did much evil in the Lord's eyes to provoke him. Then he set up the carved image of Asherah that he made in the house, about which the Lord had said to David and to his son Shlomo, "In this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen from all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. No longer will I cause the feet of Israel to wander from the land which I gave their fathers, if only they will keep doing all I have commanded them and the whole Torah that my servant Moshe commanded them." But they did not listen, so Manasseh led them astray to do more evil than the nations that the Lord had destroyed before Bnei Israel. Then the Lord spoke through his servants the prophets, saying, "Since King Manasseh of Yehuda has done these abominations and has outdone in wickedness all that the Amorites who were before him did, and has also made Yehuda sin with his idols, therefore thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil on Jerusalem and Yehuda that whoever hears of it, both his ears will tingle. I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Shomron and the plummet of the house of Ahav, and I will utterly wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. Then I will cast off the remnant of my inheritance and hand them over to their enemies. They will become plunder and spoil to all their enemies. For they have done such evil in my eyes and kept provoking me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Mitzrayim up to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed so much innocent blood until he filled Jerusalem with blood from one end to another, in addition to his sin which he made Yehuda sin in doing what was evil in the Lord's eyes. Now the rest of the deeds of Manasseh, all that he did and his sin that he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda? Then Manasseh slept with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own palace, in the garden of Uzzah. Then his son Amon became king in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Meshulemet, daughter of Harutz of Yotav. He did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, as his father Manasseh had done. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked in, and worshipped the idols that his father had worshipped, and bowed down to them. He abandoned the Lord, God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. Then Amon's courtiers conspired against him and assassinated the king in his own palace. But the people of the land put to death all the conspirators against King Amon. Then the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. Now the rest of the deeds of Amon which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Yehuda? Then he was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzzah, and his son Josiah became king in his place. That was 2 Kings chapter 21. Now we have arrived at our portion from the writings, and today we will read Psalm 136. Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the God of gods, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the Lord of lords, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who alone did great wonders, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who made the heavens by wisdom, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who spread the earth on the waters, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who made great lights, for his loving kindness endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his loving kindness endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who struck Mitzrayim in their firstborn, for his loving kindness endures forever. And led out Israel from among them, for his loving kindness endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who cut the sea of reeds into parts, for his loving kindness endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his loving kindness endures forever. But hurled Paro and his army into the sea of reeds, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who led his people through the desert, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who struck down great kings, for his loving kindness endures forever. And slew mighty kings, for his loving kindness endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loving kindness endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his loving kindness endures forever. And gave their land for an inheritance, for his loving kindness endures forever. An inheritance for Israel his servant, for his loving kindness endures forever. He remembered us in our lowly estate, for his loving kindness endures forever, and separated between us, and he delivered us from our adversaries, for his loving kindness endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his loving kindness endures forever. Praise the God of heaven, for his loving kindness endures forever. That was Psalm or Tehillim 136. Now we have our last portion for today from the Apostolic Writings, and we will read Acts chapter 4. As Kepha and Yohanan were speaking to the people, the Kohanim and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up to them. They were indignant because Kepha and Yohanan were teaching the people and announcing in Yeshua the resurrection of the dead. So they grabbed them and put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many who heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, the rulers and elders and Torah scholars were gathered together in Jerusalem. Annas the Kohen Gadol was there, and Caiaphas, and Yohanan, and Alexander, and all those who were of high priestly descent. When they had placed Kepha and Yohanan in their midst, they began to inquire, "By what power or in what name did you do this?" Then Kepha, filled with the Ruach HaKodesh, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a mitzvah done for a sick man as to how this fellow was healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Yeshua HaMashiach HaNatzrati, whom you had crucified, whom God raised from the dead, this one stands before you whole. This Yeshua is the stone rejected by you, the builders, that has become the chief cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Now, when they saw the boldness of Kepha and Yohanan and figured out they were laymen without training, they were amazed. They began to realize that these men had been with Yeshua. But seeing the healed man standing with them, they had nothing to say in response. When they had ordered Kepha and Yohanan to go out of the council chamber, they began to confer with one another, saying, "What shall we do with these men? For indeed, it's obvious to everyone living in Jerusalem that a remarkable miracle has happened through them, and we cannot deny it. But so it won't spread any further among the people, let's warn them not to speak any more to anyone in this name." So they call them in and order them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Yeshua. But Kepha and Yohanan replied, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." And threatening them again, they let them go, finding no way they could punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man in whom this miracle of healing had happened was more than 40 years old. As soon as they were released, Kepha and Yohanan went to their own people and reported all that the ruling Kohanim and elders had said to them. When they heard it, they lifted their voices together to God and said, "O Sovereign Master, you made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them. You said by the Ruach HaKodesh, through the mouth of our father David, your servant, 'Why did the nations rage and the peoples plot foolish things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed one. For truly, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, were gathered together in this city against your holy servant Yeshua, whom you anointed. They did whatever your hand and your purpose predetermined to happen. And now, Lord, look at their threats and grant your servants to speak your word with utmost courage, while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Yeshua. When they had prayed, the place where they were gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Now the whole group of those who believed was one in heart and mind. No one would say anything he owned was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power the emissaries were giving witness to the resurrection of the Lord Yeshua, and abundant favor was upon them all. No one among them was needy, for all who were owners of lands or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds and set them at the feet of the emissaries. And the proceeds were distributed according to the need each one had. Now Joseph, also called Barnabas by the emissaries, which is translated son of encouragement, was a Levite and native of Cyprus. He sold a field that he owned and brought the money and laid it at the feet of the emissaries. That was Acts chapter 4, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. However, if you are reading through the apostolic writings twice this year, you would also read from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 through verse 14. Hebrews 12, 1 through 14. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray you have a blessed week. Shavua Tov and Shalom from Israel. Until next time.